to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seemed to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Now this is Christmas time. Celebrate instead. With furniture on, you can we'll make it with your one. Same day approvers and special offers. Get cash back for the best Christmas ever. So we'll make it, hey. Garlic poster in, hey. Ham and black cake eating. Now this is Christmas.
Take advantage of reduced rates all October long at Republic Bank.
We're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and multi-X. Pick two with multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Morondoy, Danny returned from the farm with a bountiful harvest of fresh organic greens and vegetables. Paulette was surprised and overjoyed when her son George arrived. Kimal is now using needles, and he told Kavita he was off pills, giving her the impression that he was off drugs. Denzel later warned her that Jonathan may be having sex with other girls and reminded her about the domestic violence hotline numbers if he was abusive. We now join Unique and Kevin at home.
Unique?
Yes, Kevin?
Isn't that last week you collected this medication?
Yes.
And you ain't used none? Unique, what's going on?
Nothing. I'm okay.
But you're supposed to take this medication every day.
Who's the one who has been HIV positive since she was a teenager?
And that's the reason you should be adhering to your treatment. You know this medication is helping to keep you healthy.
Gosh, Kevin, it's only a few days I miss. Come off my back, man.
Sorry. Go down, let me sit down. You want to talk about what's going on with you?
No.
Unique, I'm your husband. You don't think I deserve an explanation?
And you don't think I deserve peace instead of somebody yapping in my ears all the time?
Didn't know showing concern for my wife was yapping in somebody's ears, but it's okay.
Sometimes I just want to be left alone.
Alright, got it. But I can't help being concerned about you. You know what could happen if you stop taking your medication?
What could happen, Kevin? You tell me, what could happen?
You know that the virus could multiply in your body and you could end up getting sick.
I'm not sick.
Yes, but if you continue not taking the medication, you could get sick.
Okay.
An HIV positive person is at risk of opportunistic infections like tuberculosis. That's what killed your friend Rocket.
Thanks for reminding me, Kevin. Thanks for reminding me that I gone dead.
Unique, that is not what I'm doing.
Could have fooled me.
At the end of the day, all of us will die eventually, but we don't have to die prematurely because of our poor choices.
So I can die prematurely because of my choices?
I am just saying that if you stop taking your medication, you could become sick. It could change the status of your viral load. You can go from being undetectable to the virus multiplying in your body. Not to mention you could become drug resistant. You really want to get to a place where the medication stop working because of your choices?
Why I need to go to a doctor when I got one right home here?
Unique, don't do that. Please don't do that. I've been with you every step of the way, learning everything I need to know about this virus, learning how you can continue to live a healthy life, and how I can remain protected. And now you're acting like you're ready to throw it all away.
Kevin, you don't walk in my shoes. You don't know what I'm going through.
Then tell me. That is what marriage is about. You don't have to go through this alone.
Well, sometimes I feel like I'm alone.
Unique.
You just think that I can get sick and dead from tuberculosis like Raquel, and maybe I will.
What?
I can't help the thoughts that go through my head. You think it's fun living like this?
But you've been doing so well for years, Unique.
You call this doing well? You know how many times I've been depressed? You know how many times I've been afraid? Every little call I get, or if my throat scratch me a little bit, or I cough too steady, me mind is done be running wondering if it's sick I get in.
Unique.
Wondering if TB or something other than that could kill me.
But you are on treatment. That is the whole purpose of treatment, so that you can live a full life just like everybody else.
Nothing in this life is guaranteed, Kevin.
I know, Baze, but there's no reason you can't have a full life. I don't want you to stop taking your meds, and when you start back, the drugs don't work because you are drug resistant. I don't want to see you suffer, Unique.
Kevin, you don't understand. I'm already suffering. Sometimes I just can't help these thoughts in my head.
I'm sorry, babes. Come.
I just wish they would stop.
I know, babes, I know.
It's not easy living like this, Kevin. I know that the medication is to help me. I know that I don't have to become sick. But it's my thoughts.
Look, maybe you need to go to adherence counseling. You think you want to do that?
I don't want to talk to anybody right now, Kevin. I just want to be left alone for now, please.
Okay, but can you at least take your medication?
I will take it when I'm ready. Just leave me alone.
Unique.
I just want to be left alone.
Unique.
Dinah? Boston restaurant special soup was so good today. Girl, I can't believe I sat right here and ate it all.
Thank you, Myrtle.
Don't forget to wipe your mouth, Sister Myrtle.
All right, Goldmoon, all right.
It's nice to get a good feedback from customers. A lot of Venezuelans and Brazilians living in Mirundai coming to the restaurant now.
Talking about that, I can't help but wonder what the national population and housing census will tell us.
I bet you we have more than 1 million people, if not close.
I agree. With all the people in the country now, the 1 million mark got to reach.
I just hope that every household in every region is counted.
But that's not the whole point.
Yes.
Well, y'all hear this laugh. Me cousin called me for tell me the census takers been by she.
Okay.
She called for ask me why the people ask she what kind of gas she does use and if they gonna buy gas or she from now on.
You think it easy?
She said the people ask she what source of light and water she does use. And she turn and ask them if they think she does thief light and water.
As much as we laughing, they have been doing a thorough job with this census. Besides taking our basic information, such as name, age, occupation, and so on, they want to know about the way people are living, what kind of economic activities we have, and so on, and the community, what it needs to improve life. Strictly confidential.
And this way it is called a population and housing census.
And I would say they did a good job informing people of what is happening too. And thankfully, I haven't heard any reports about scampishness.
What kind of scampishness?
I ain't hear nobody turn up to anybody else asking for money or donations.
The census takers wouldn't do that. They wouldn't ask for your important documents like your driver's license or bank card or other personal items like those.
Praise God from the looks of things. For the most part, things going all right.
I sure they must have little issues somewhere.
Now, the issues I can see is them people who don't like open the door for nobody. They got the gate locked or the dog loose. Hopefully, none of them census takers ain't been in any kind of danger because of that.
Where's the song that they're playing on the radio all the time?
Say we count in we. From region one to region ten, the whole country.
Catchy,
eh?
Yeah, the nice jungle, man.
Kevin?
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Kevin.
Oh, you looking upset. You okay?
No, Miss Dinah. Can I have a private word with you, please?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll excuse me. Kevin, let me go to the back.
I wonder what's going on.
You look really upset.
Something had to happen with Ian Unique. Anyway, Dinah gonna let me know.
Granny, I'm fine, okay? I don't know why Kevin had to run and tell you anything.
You need to get back on your medication.
Missing couple days means a stop? Gosh, Kevin just blow everything out of proportion.
He just cares about you, just like all of us.
Well, I am fine. I don't need anybody to be fussing over me unnecessarily.
But Unique, I...
Bye, Granny.
Unique?
Kevin, is everything you gonna run and tell me, Grandmother?
Look, you gotta understand how worried I am.
You don't need to report every little thing that goes on in our marriage to my grandmother.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I am so fed up of you. Fed up.
FM.
Hi, June. Good night. I hope I'm disturbing you and James.
It's fine, Dinah. James is watching TV and I'm just browsing the internet.
Okay.
So what's going on?
Don't know if you can help, but it's Unique.
Is she okay?
She decided to stop taking her medication.
What?
Yes, and it's like me and Kevin can't get through to her.
No, Dinah. That's not good. She's putting herself at risk for opportunistic infections and drug resistance. The virus will multiply if she doesn't take her medication. What is causing this?
A friend from the support group died the other day.
Yeah, I heard about that.
She contracted TB.
Yes. One out of every three persons who die from AIDS is because of TB.
Well, Unique can take it well.
But I would imagine that seeing her friend died would be more reason for her to adhere to treatment.
I think she's going through some kind of depression.
And she's not going to counseling?
Well, it seems like she stabbed that too.
Oh my.
June, I'm asking you to speak to her as an aunt and a health worker. I'm begging you. See what you can do to try and get through to her.
Okay.
We need all hands on deck to help Unique right now. I called Rhonda and she tell me how her blood pressure raised just taking on Unique. Aubrey and I'll take it on.
Natural for parents to worry about their children. And I can imagine that Rhonda still blames herself for what's happened to Unique.
Yeah, she does.
All right. I'll call her and see what I can do.
Thank you, June. I just want my grandchild to be okay. That's all I want. For her to be okay.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
There we go till we... Yeah, we counting we from region 1 to region 10, the whole country. Say we counting we. Yeah, we counting we. All ethnicity and everyone in the country. We counting. Say it's all about accountability. And everyone has a responsibility. Count your relatives, count your friends and family. She counting you and we counting we. If we don't count, numbers won't make up. And it's all about the 22 census. If we don't count, numbers won't make up. And it's all about the census.
Yeah, we counting we. Yeah, we counting we. From region 1 to region 10, the whole country. Say we counting we. Yeah, we counting we. All ethnicity and everyone in the country. We counting.
The count is on.
Today's episode came to you in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture, the Food Policy Division, Ministry of Health, and the National Tushar Council under the iPad-funded HESAT project.